Yesterday, New Orleans opened its first public school since Hurricane Katrina. Benjamin Franklin Elementary School will accept about 500 students. Authorities hope that will encourage more residents to return, although more schools will not open until January. Now, in order to return, people need schools, jobs, and affordable homes, which is why state and city officials are now considering rent controls to help stabilize the market. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Joycelyn Dominick says despite the fact that she spent months away from home after evacuating New Orleans, she won't be taking any vacations anytime soon. That's because she hates hotels.
I'm tired of the hotels, tired staying in a one room. No icebox now, no stove, you're constantly going out to eat. That's money, that costs money. And it gets to the place that I'm frustrated.
Right now, Dominick, her two daughters, and three grandchildren are staying at the Sheraton Hotel in downtown New Orleans. She's on a fixed income and previously lived in federally subsidized housing. She says now she's priced out of her old neighborhood in New Orleans East for good.
Houses is so high. I mean, two-bedroom, they ask in $1,000, which is ridiculous because they know two-bedroom range from $500 to $600, a little less. Now they ask for $1,000 for. We cannot afford that.
And she's not the only one. Scan online classifieds and there's post after post of New Orleanians complaining of the spike in rents. Dominick took her concerns to a recent city council meeting. Mayor Ray Nagin has raised the issue and City Council President Oliver Thomas has criticized landlords increasing their rates.
If you were making a good living at $600, you're making a killing at $1,100 and $1,200. Do you make a killing while people are dying? Or do you continue what you're doing while people are getting on their feet?
But Edward Young says he's trying to get back on his feet, too. He owns 30 rental units in buildings around the city and says the rental market was depressed before the hurricane, with hundreds of recovery and disaster aid workers looking for housing and 200,000 homes in the city wiped out from the storm. Young says keeping rents at pre-hurricane rates just isn't feasible.
People ask me, he will say, how much did that apartment rent for before the storm? And I'll tell him. Yeah, I say, you're asking $1,000, it was $800 before the storm. And these are some of the reasons why. We had vacancy for 3 months. Our expenses are going to be higher. Any repairs we have to have done are going to cost more. Many things that don't get covered that we'll have to do out of pocket.
Young will raise rents by 25 to 30% on the properties he's had to rebuild. He's already housing the workers he's hiring to fix up the place, and he's still got to cover the mortgage payments on houses where tenants are no longer supplying him income. Young says Council President Thomas's rent control idea would mean it wouldn't be worth it to him to spend the $40,000 to $60,000 he'd have to spend to repair his building.
Well, if he did that, there would probably never be enough apartments available for people who need them. Some people can just take the insurance and walk, and we considered it.
Right now, a consumer protection bill on the issue sits untouched before the state Senate. That measure would create a 12-month-long temporary rent control policy for hurricane-affected areas. It was one of over 150 bills that didn't make it out of the legislature's recent emergency session. But the bill's sponsor is planning to raise the issue when state lawmakers meet again, which could be as soon as January. Audie Cornish, NPR News, New Orleans.